Welcome to Triangle Variety Radio, where you, the listeners, are the most important asset, bringing you the finest internet variety radio for your entertainment and enjoyment with great guests and topics in all types of variety radio. The Empowerment Zone. Each week, psychic healer Bonnie Jean and Belle Salisbury interview guests who share with you cutting-edge manifesting techniques that empower you for success. The Empowerment Zone will guide you to being more conscious mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually so that you can ascend from fear to hope. The Empowerment Zone offers a combination of practical and metaphysical information that will keep you growing, learning, and mastering your destiny. We encourage you to get in line to ask your question or to receive a free psychic reading based on the topic. Please call 949-272-9578 now or post your questions in chat. Now let's join the Empowerment Zone.
Well, good evening and welcome to Triangle Variety Radio Show, The Empowerment Zone. I want to thank you for taking your valuable time to tune in and listen to us today as we guide you and empower you to be the master of your destiny. My name is Bonnie Jean, and I'm a master psychic healer and teacher, and it is a real pleasure to introduce my co-host, Bella Salisbury, or Belle Salisbury. I always want to add that E. Belle is a psychic medium and spiritual counselor. How you doing tonight, Belle?
I'm doing wonderful, and I'll answer to Bella, you know. Can't make me feel like a little twilight.
I love bells, and you would think I would have this down, and I want to add an Ella to you. So, Belle, we have a really wonderful show tonight, and we want to invite our listeners to go ahead and call in or get in line for a free reading to ask questions about how the universe works. The call-in number is 949-272-9578, or they can join us in chat. And we have an absolutely wonderful, wonderful guest tonight, Belle. We have the world-famous Dr. Lauren Cielo of Golden Rose Psychic, who will be joining us in a little bit. And, Belle, let's you and I take a minute and talk to people about how the universe works. How do you think it works?
Oh, wow, that's a loaded question. How does the universe work? It's energy. It's all about energy. And if we can just understand the workings of energy, anything is possible. It's like, have you ever noticed, Bonnie, when, you know, some people seem to have that proverbial golden spoon in their mouth, you know? Everything they want, they get. Do you ever notice that? And then you have those people who struggle day in and day out. Why are some people so lucky and others are not? The answer is because those people who have that silver spoon in their mouth don't accept no for an answer.
Oh, that is so true. And they're also living from the four levels of their being, their mental, physical, emotional, spiritual.
They're in alignment.
It's all in alignment with what they want.
Exactly.
Absolutely. And, you know, on a mental level, Belle, you know, people have to realize we talk about manifesting, though everybody's talking about manifesting, but they really have to pay attention to their thoughts and both conscious and subconscious. And I'm sure as a, you know, I go through this where people say, well, I want that, but. And their conscious thoughts are out of alignment with what they're trying to manifest. And their subconscious thoughts
don't align with that. But here's a key. Don't use the word want. Because technically what you're saying to the universe is you want to experience the energy of wanting.
You know, I agree with that, except in the beginning stages, Belle. You know, when I'm training people, I teach them, I want you to write down what you want. I want you to desire, to want. And then I'm going to teach you how to flip it into I am grateful to have.
Exactly.
You know, we can't be absolutely afraid of wanting, but let's face it, we want food, we want shelter, we want clothing, you know, we want a nice home, we want a good financial income, we want a happy relationship. And you have to acknowledge those wants, but you can't stay there and wallow in want. Because want's the downfall if you wallow in it.
Yeah, exactly, because you're basically telling
me. And that brings me up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it brings me up to watching our words.
Mm-hmm. And that's the key I was getting
and
to.
And that can
be mindful of how you say things and what you're saying.
And that's so important. So the universe really, when we think about it, everything's energy. And the first layer of our being is the mental layer of our being. This has our words, our beliefs, our perceptions. And boy, you know, if you ever met someone who believes the world is unfair, what happens? The world is absolutely unfair.
It is. It is. You know, that same thing kind of applies to, you know, making the statement, I am so sick and tired. How many times have we said that? I am so sick and tired. And what do we end up? Sick and tired. Because the universe is unbiased. It's going to grant us whatever we ask. So if we're going to be, you know, I'm so broke I can't pay attention, you know, okay, if that's what you want, you know, that's what you get.
You're absolutely correct. Absolutely. And what about the emotional level, Belle? I feel like emotions, the more we desire something, it's our heart. It's our fuel.
And it kind of boils down to our deserving. You know, emotionally, do we feel that we deserve to have those, you know, comfortable financial income? Do we deserve to have, you know, a new pair of shoes every day? You know, it's about deserving. We have to be emotionally in alignment with worth in order to really help to bring that to. Go ahead.
How many people do you think you work with that don't feel like they're deserving?
Every day.
Every day. Yeah.
I encounter people, clients, you know, who they just don't understand, you know, the value of who they are. And they don't understand the value of, you know, deserving.
Yeah.
So, you know, when we're working, that is so crucial. Right, and when we're working with the four energy bodies, you know, we need to, you know, it's important to get in touch with where the healing needs to take place. So it's not just, you know, magically something we can manifest. It's a journey. It's healing, and it's, you know, evolving and moving forward into accepting that this is what I'm entitled to. Without bringing entitlement into it, that's probably not a good word, but it's what, you know, what's what we're deserving of. It's what the universe wants for us.
You know, I love the saying, the universe wants us to be happy. God wants us to be happy. And it's only when I think we take life too seriously and we lose our own creative power. You know, and this brings us to the next level of being, when we want and we desire and our thoughts are in alignment to what we want, our emotions are in alignment to what we want, but the universe responds to our actions as well. So if we're not moving towards it and we're out of alignment there, then we're going to have failure.
Yes,
no,
I
see
what,
that.
It's not gonna land in your lap, Cookie, unless you're working it.
Now, I do have to say this because I drum below McKeevedeck, and I've been meditating since I was 16. I can tell you there are some times when you learn to harness the universe that you can sit back and things will roll into you, okay?
Uh-huh.
Drumvalo, who's famous for the Flower of Life teaching, used to do a wonderful experiment in which he would imagine an apple being in his hand. And he wasn't going to tell anybody about it, and he wasn't going to get up and go get one. And what would happen is students would bring him an apple out of the blue. So by there are ways of aligning, and
yes.
You know, I've had these happen myself, but you've really got to be on your game in aligning your mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual being to having that apple or to having something show up in your lap. It does happen.
Right, right. I believe it. I mean, we can manifest whatever experience we desire, you know. And, you know, Spirit, Bonnie, one time Spirit said to me, you humans are too tense. You need to lighten up. And I was like, what do you mean? I'm pretty cool. I'm light. And but yet we worry. We worry.
We do. We do.
And he said that, you know, why worry about it? Lighten up. You know, just lighten up. Quit worrying about things. Let them come to you. Because when we worry, it's like a block.
It is. And, you know, one of the things is when we worry, we project all of these images to the universe that says, I'm going to fail. It's not going to happen the way I want it to. And this is where meditation is so important, learning just even breath work to sit back and relax, because the human populace is consumed with worry.
Right, and it's all
and
about,
usually it's about what
visualizing.
I...
Yeah, visualize what you want your experiences to be and play them over in your mind. That's part of manifesting.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And, you know, what's going to be neat is Dr. Lauren teaches a real neat, I don't know if she'll do it on tonight's show, but a real neat way of visualizing. And there's so many, most people can visualize, but if there's some people out there that you can't visualize, it's really because your energy body is filled with information that is not yours. And that information, you know, is blocking you. You might have your mom's information, your boss's information, and when you try to visualize, your pineal gland is not clear.
True. And some people, you know, when I work with my students, I tell my students, if you're not able to see, then feel. Because some people don't have that sight, but they have the feeling. So feel yourself in that position. Feel yourself in a relationship. Feel yourself in that perfect job. You know, feel yourself financially secure. What would that feel like? You know, so there's ways that we can get around not seeing, but you're right. People who, you know, we need to open up that third eye. We need to open up that ability to see it, because when we see it, we believe it.
Great. Let's go ahead, Belle. We're going to go ahead and take a little station break here, and then when we come back, we're going to go ahead and answer a caller.
Okay, sure.
All righty.
Psychic healer Bonnie Jean. Psychic healer Bonnie Jean is a master psychic who teaches psychic development and gives in-depth life-changing readings that are accurate and astounding. She is a medium, clairvoyant, clairaudient, channels, reads, and moves energy. Bonnie Jean remembers the day before she was born and is an author, a survivor of a near-death experience, and she has gone through a spontaneous Kundalini awakening. A session with Bonnie is empowering, and she gives you the tools to empower you during the session. Bonnie specializes in meditation for mental health disorders, including depression, anxiety, bipolar, and PTSD, in which she helps people to heal. Contact Bonnie at psychichealerbonniejean.com and book your psychic healing session today.
Call her online.
Oh. All righty, welcome back. Well, who do we have online with us today? Hello.
Hi there.
Hi, Brenda. Hi. How are you tonight?
I'm okay.
Well, how can we help you, Brenda?
I was calling in to see if I'm going to meet a man that's going to stand by my side.
Okay. Well, let's take a look, Brenda, at your energy. And, Belle, if you want to go ahead and focus in. You know, I'm looking at your energy, Brenda, and right now I'm not seeing anyone who's coming in, but your energy looks fairly clear. Do you have some relationships and people from the past that you're still holding on to? Because I'm picking up a lot of energy around you where you haven't let go of the past, the people in your past, and you're still focused on some of those negative relationships. And I keep seeing them repeated over in your energy. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. So I would recommend that you get a clean piece of paper, Brenda. And on that piece of paper, like we talked about, you go ahead and write, I want a man who is dependable. I want a man who loves me. And you write out all of the wants that you want. And then you turn around and you flip it and you take every one of them and you write, I am grateful to have a man that is dependable. I am grateful to have a mate who is loving. That's what I'm seeing is necessary for you to harness the universe.
Okay.
And Belle, what are you getting?
Hi, it's Brenda, correct?
Yes.
Hi, Brenda.
Hi.
What I felt was that there is indeed, like Bonnie was talking about, there is a little bit of healing that needs to take place and release and forgiveness that needs to take place. When you go into a relationship, you go into that 100%. You know, you are Miss Devoted and Nurturer and so forth. And unfortunately, you've had partners in the past who kind of didn't appreciate that or took advantage of that. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And so what we want you to be able to do is to spend some alone time without a partner to just heal. And you know, you have to kind of look at each of these relationships for what they taught you. What lessons did you learn from them? And be grateful for the lessons, even though they were hurtful, be grateful for those lessons and then release them with love, with positivity. And that will help you to sort of clear some of the anger that I feel you're holding on to about being let down or being, you know, disappointed in partners. And as far as looking ahead, I always try to stay within a year ahead. And looking within a year ahead, I do feel like that there is a relationship that's coming for you, but it's not before the fall time. So when the, you know, leaves are starting to turn and the fall period comes in, but by then you're okay. And Spirit's telling me you actually have been alone for some time, haven't you?
Yes.
You know, it's because they're telling me you're actually very okay with being alone. You know, it's not like you're desperate for, you know, somebody to take care of you. You just want someone
right.
to share with. You know, you want someone to share your life with. And that I do see taking place around the fall of this year as the, I call it the harvest time. also, we're going to use this period now in which to identify, like Bonnie suggested, identify the type of man you're looking for and be grateful in advance for that individual.
Okay.
Even though
yeah.
he's not there yet, be grateful in advance for all the qualities that you're looking for, and that will be what you will attract to you, because you've been like a little magnet to attract a lot of the deadbeats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so we want to kind of shift that magnetic direction.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'd like to add, Brenda, I am seeing an angel around you, and the moment this angel stepped forward, I get an angel, and honey, did you lose a husband? Did you lose someone through a death? Because there is
yes.
a man coming through.
Mm.
Okay. Okay, honey, and I'm getting the chills. I just want to give you a hug. Your husband is here tonight, and he does want to encourage you to go ahead, and the angels are here, and they are, it's one very particular angel. She is your guardian angel, and she is encouraging you to open back up your heart like you were 16. And ready to fall in love again. And even to bring back that confidence. Belle is seeing a man in your future. So you're already in alignment to it, but you've also got support from the spirit realm in your husband and in your guardian angel. And your guardian angel is very much like just tell me what you want. Let's communicate. Let's start shifting it into I am grateful to have. And like Belle says, let yourself heal. And your husband is saying, I can't change the past.
I don't have a husband that died.
Okay, well, this man is coming through as someone who is from your past.
Do you know what he looks like?
Yes, he is tall. He's dark-haired. He's got a long face, and it's big hands. He is wearing a suit. Okay, I read spirits and guides. I can also tell you about your angelic guide. You have two spirits around you. And they're encouraging you to let go and to move forward, and they're here to help you.
Okay.
So does that all make sense to you, Brenda?
Well, a little bit. I just don't have a husband that passed. I'm thinking of my father.
That's what I was thinking
okay.
of when you're describing her dad.
Yeah, maybe her dad, it came through, and he's standing right there and saying, I will help you. And he's a very tall man, and he gave me the chills, like he wants to support you. But he also had a message that he couldn't change the past.
Okay, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that breaks his heart.
Okay.
But if there is a support
thank
now.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Hello.
Well, thank you for calling in, Brenda, and we wish you the utmost of success and love.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Oh, honey, blessing. Oh, what a wonderful soul. How beautiful.
Yes. I'm telling you what, when she gets into the fall, it's like she's going to feel like she's reaping the harvest. You know, she finally finds
yes.
someone that truly appreciates who she is. It's like
yeah.
this person will
yeah,
be the nurturer.
Love
they'll be the nurturer and they'll be the caretaker. And, you know, she's in for some good stuff. So hang in there, Brenda.
Yeah, Brenda, what an honor. Thank you for getting a reading from us. So, wow. You know, Belle, we have Dr. Lauren that's going to be coming on here in just a few moments. You know, one of the things she's going to be talking about is how she sees the universe working and some experiments that she's done to kind of see how she can change the universe. So, you know, I have some stories. Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. What ways have you ever played with the universe to see if you could change it?
Oh, dear. Well, you know, there's one example of what I teach to my students, and that's sort of teaching them how to become a human pendulum. And to do that... Yes, to do that, I'm going to ask our listeners. I know it's going to be a hassle, but I want you all to stand up. Everybody stand up, because it's not going to work unless you stand up and try it. Stand up and put your hands by your side, not touching your side, but just down to your side, and say to yourself, show me a yes response. And then notice which way your body is being pushed. Are you being pushed forward? You almost have to catch yourself sometimes because you're going to fall over. But if you notice yourself being pushed forward or being pushed backward or from one side to the other, that is your yes response. And then you ask again, show me a no response. And it should be a different motion than what you received for your yes response. If you went forward for yes, you might go backward for no. Or you might be pushed to the right or to the left. It's an incredible, incredible experience. And then I tell my students, let's test this. And at the time, I lived in New York by the casino, and I said, here's your assignment. Go to the casino. Stand in front of that slot machine, and the beauty is that nobody knows what you're doing. Just you, because you're going to say this in your mind. Stand in front of that slot machine, and I want you to ask, will this machine pay me, not pay out, pay me money if I sit down and play this machine? And if you're being pushed forward for a yes, then, buddy, pull up a chair, have a seat, and play. But if you get a no response, then continue on until you feel drawn to another slot machine. And yet again, ask, will this machine pay me money tonight? And if you want to be specific, be specific. Will I make $1 million on this machine? Or will I make, you know, a profit on this machine? Because, you know, we can say, will it pay me money? And it might give you $5. You know, so if you want to say a big win, you know, then put that, you know, in your statement. And pay attention to what way your body is being motioned, whether it's forward or whether it's back. And that's a way you can test to see how energy works. And I had my students do that as a homework assignment, and 4 of my students came back the next week for their class and won at the slot machines.
Oh, that is awesome.
and they were significant wins.
That is
wins.
Absolutely awesome.
Yeah, I think the smallest win was like $475, and the grandest win was about $10,000. So it works, guys.
That is absolutely wonderful. Well, Belle, we're going to go ahead here in just a few minutes. We're going to bring on the famous Dr. Lauren Cielo. So we're going to
so
go
excited.
Ahead and get ready. Oh, yeah. Awesome. Awesome woman. Really profound. She works with this amazing healing master, and she channels him. So it'll be very, very interesting to see what Dr. Lauren and Uncle Yaya have to say. So let's go ahead and take a station break.
Alrighty, sounds good.
Reverend Belle Salisbury is an internationally recognized psychic medium known for her natural ability since childhood to see things that are going on around you and bring through messages from the spirit world. As a medium, Belle demonstrates her abilities by attuning herself to a higher frequency, along with help from those in the spirit world to bring messages from your loved ones. Belle Salisbury is able to cross the bridge between two worlds that allows her to see and communicate with your departed loved ones, helping to bring closure, resolve, and healing. As a psychic, Belle Salisbury offers readings for those seeking guidance, addressing your questions and concerns around your daily life with clarity and truth. Readings are available in person or by phone. For more information or to schedule an appointment, please call 910-229-3669. That's 910-229-3669. And please visit Belle at bellesalisbury.com to learn more about her services.
Great, and welcome back. The next part of our show, we have the honor of having Dr. Lauren Cielo of Golden Rose Psychic Services. She's the guest star of GAIAM TV's Beyond Belief and Coast to Coast OAM Radio. Dr. Cielo is a formally trained spiritual counselor and a clairvoyant teacher. And what's interesting is Dr. Cielo was an engineer and very good at it, and then decided to change and become a spiritual teacher and counselor. I know she's helped over 3,500 women step into her power. So, Dr. Cielo, are you there?
I am, Bonnie. Thank you so much. And hi, Belle.
Hi, Lauren. How are you?
I'm doing good. Wow, you guys sound great. It's such an honor to be on your show.
Oh, it's our honor to have you.
Oh, thank you. Well, Dr. Lauren, we're here to talk tonight about the universe and how it works. For the listeners who don't know, Dr. Lauren teaches clairvoyant training and psychic development, and she does it through a technique that was founded by Berkeley Psychic Institute. And she has been playing with the universe. So can you tell us how you view the universe as working and these wonderful experiments you've been doing?
Sure. So as you mentioned, I do come from a technical or a scientific background. So to me, once I learned to read energy and get a lot of tools to move energy, it really felt more like a chemistry experiment or a physics experiment from college. So I started really looking. And first of all, I want to say this. These are theorems. There's no way to prove anything, to make a statement that you've changed the universe. And, of course, there's no way to know. It's kind of like during a full moon, if you try to study the effects of lunacy on people, well, you can't really study it because you're in the experiment, too. You're under the full moon. So I think to start with, it was my clairvoyant training. That's how I started to watch the changes of the universe. And I think that might be a good starting point if you, because a lot of us, of course, our awareness has been focused onto the 3D Earth plane so mm-hmm. successfully by our parents. I mean, think of the things you tell children. Pay attention. Don't walk off that curb. There isn't an imaginary friend over there. Stop talking to them. So what? Once I became, 44, if you can believe it, it was kind of my master number transition. That's when I started studying clairvoyance, and so I started to not just. How can I say, not watch the earth, the changes of the earth and the universe from the earth perspective, but now I was having a way to step back and having a clear view of the energy by using my clairvoyance. So that's how it started. Is first you have to, I believe, first you have to have some measurement to mm-hmm. see the movement in the universe. And so, and then besides the great you know, things that I learned about how to read energy in my training, I also learned, you know, what we call energy tools. And some of the things that I was taught almost, I don't know, expanded in my space. Like for, it's one of the big things I talk about. I talked about it on Gaia TV, about contracts, spiritual agreements. And so a lot of us understand, you know, who are metaphysically trained, understand that that the earth is glued together with these higher level contracts. In other words, everything that happens to you is written on those contracts. But for me, I tend to take things a step farther. So I started to realize that a lot of my emotional interaction on the earth plane could be altered by understanding those contracts. For example, I'm not a victim. I'm not a perpetrator, right? My emotional body can now start relating to the universe in a different way because, again, everything's contract-based. If instead of having a contract with you gals to be on your great radio show tonight, we might have had a contract to have a fender bender in the parking lot together. So I think for me, it is doing these little teeny, well, I don't know, energetic experiments, and really I do them in every reading. I know a lot of us don't just read energy, but we move it, right? We won't want mm-hmm. to see that movement of energy, and we call that movement a healing. But you know what I've started to realize is that a lot of us light workers, like Bonnie and Belle, what we're doing is we're redefining what the word healing means.
Yes.
Before, and you know, gals, you know, I'd like to hear your thoughts on this. I think that, you know, for a long time I was healing from my childhood, but I don't think that's what I'm healing from anymore. What do you guys think?
You know, I agree, Bonnie. This is Lauren. This is Belle speaking.
Yeah.
I agree with you that, you know, we went through stages where, you know, we went to a stage where we're going to blame our parents for everything. And we weren't accepting any responsibility. Not my fault. My mom's, you know, my mom did this to me, or my dad did this to me. You know, and now we are evolving into taking responsibility. And it's now shifting our perception of what things happen to us. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah.
You know, and it's, you know, I'm so with you on what you're saying about, you know, changing our contract.
Well, you know what I think we're,
you know,
go ahead, Bonnie. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
That's okay. I was just going to say, you know, for me, I wasn't really introduced to soul contracts until I met you and took your classes. What I healed from is I was a child who experienced sexual abuse. And I remember looking at my mom when she found out, and she was so horrified, and she was, you know, she was so upset. And I said, oh, no, Mom, you got to understand, God had a plan for this. There's a reason for this. And,
right.
you know, I didn't know about soul contracts back in 1986, but I knew that there was a plan, that there was a reason, that there was agreement, that there was something for me to learn. And, you know, one of the things is we can come from this spiritual perspective and understand it, but if anybody's ever gone through any type of emotional, sexual, mental abuse, there's a 7-year cycle that you keep working through, and you keep healing on new and new levels. And if you guys don't mind, I want to give out and invite anybody to call in. Dr. Lauren is an amazing reader. If you want to get in line and go ahead and get in for a free reading, go ahead and call 949-272-9578 or ask your questions in chat. But, you know, maybe not everybody understands soul contracts, but they definitely probably understand that there's a higher purpose for what we go through.
Right. Well, you know, what I'm starting to think is because we're all ascending, right? I think it's a little bit different than maybe my great-grandmother's experience on the planet where, you know, life moved very much slower. You didn't change so much. You got married. You stayed married your whole life. I mean, it was, you know, so you, I guess pretty much we were all farmers and we just sat around and watched the crops grow if we, you know, if we were blessed. but I think now this is what I'm starting to suspect. Ask me next week and I might have a different story, but this is it, is that that what we're really doing is because of this ascending energy that we're sitting in, it's like it's a, almost like a juggling act between our physical body, whose DNA is changing like crazy, between our emotional body, who, you know, the emotional body is getting at times overstimulated, especially with the internet if you watch the bad news. The mental aspects, we're smarter than we've ever been as a society, as a planet. And then the spirituality, where an engineer can learn to be psychic, right? So those four bodies or those four principles are in a constant state of flux. So, for example, I know for me, and I've been watching myself, in order for me to take my next spiritual step up in vibration, it's my emotional body right now that's dragging. You know, so my physical body's doing okay. Mental body, I'm still, you know, pretty smart, but I can feel I've got some of those old, old wounds that Bonnie was talking about in those 7-year cycles. So it's kind of like managing. It's almost like the squeaky wheel gets the oil, maybe, on these four separate parts of ourselves, and whichever one is trailing is the one that's going to fuss you as you as spirit tries to take that next step up. So that's my latest. Awareness in my own space.
And that makes a lot of sense, you know, right. Dr. Lauren, where, you know, we're in an ascension spot where we can no longer suppress or bury, you know, old wounds or old emotional entanglements. And they're being brought to the surface in order for us to deal with them and to heal them. So we can no longer hide. Does that make sense? Yeah.
Oh, I love that. I think that's absolutely it. And I think, again, you know, really what I think it is we're trying to hit peak performance. And what I used to think that was is, as an athlete before I became an engineer, I was a pretty successful athlete. I thought, you know, that maximum performance, ultimate performance in athletics, for example, meant hiding my weaknesses while exploiting yours. Right, that's how I would win. I would find the opponent's weakness, and I wouldn't let them see mine, right? And I would eventually win the match or contest. So I think instead now, and let's shift over to the chakra system. We can maybe see it there a little clearer. So now I want my first chakra wanting 100% of its optimum performance. I want my second chakra running, and so on and so forth. No longer do I want to hide my weakness by allowing, well, for me, you know, hide my second chakra weakness by overstimulating the crown chakra by being too heady or too intellectual to really feel something. So that's what I think we're all doing in our own spaces, this peak performance.
And now, how do you think that shifts in your world, the way the universe responds to you and the way the universe works? By
freedom.
You shifting your chakras.
Freedom. Yeah, freedom. And see, I think this is the ultimate goal, right, is to not be bound by social or religious or, you know, any other measure other than pure freedom. Now, let's think of it this way, and I know that scares a lot of people, right? If we let every soul have complete freedom to do whatever it wants, we might be afraid that some of those souls are deficient and, you know, might harm other souls. Well, actually, it is that way. This is a free will environment. It just doesn't feel like it is. So this is, I think, where we're really going is the understanding that if you have a desire and you've worked the emotional and the mental body for, you know, an adequate amount of time, that I'm thinking that at some point those those desires really are soul desires. And I hope that's where I'm at. I hope that, you know, that the desires that I have, you know, to be free. No one, and you know, I'm so blessed I do have that life. Nobody tells me what to do or when to do it. You know, I could hang up from you gals right now and say, okay, I'm done, goodbye, right? So,
Oh, no, don't do that.
So that's what I think it is. I think it's really freedom. And I'll say to all the light workers, just hang in there, folks, because the reality splitting. You know, if you're, you know, maybe you are afraid when you look at the television and you see some of the goings-ons, like my grandmother would have said, in the Middle East, and you think, oh, my gosh, that's a completely different planet. It soon will be. In other words, there is a parting here of the soul. Some of us will move on to the higher vibration, and some of us, you know, will stay at the lower vibrations. But I think those of us that are ascending, that's what it is. It's peak performance from a balanced standpoint, not allowing one energetic body or one chakra to compensate for the other.
And, you know, if everybody's happy
Great.
In that place, if everyone's happy, then it would be a better world. We wouldn't have the, you know, the contention and strife that we see today.
Yeah, and you know,
on that note, guys, we're going to go ahead and take a break here. Sorry. We're going to go ahead and take a break and then come back and pick back up.
Because of you, families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. Because all a family should worry about is helping their child live. Plus, St. Jude freely shares the discoveries made. So every child saved at St. Jude means thousands more children can be saved around the world and in your community. St. Jude won't stop until no child dies from cancer. You can help. Continue the St. Jude mission of finding cures that are saving children by donating today with your heart. Please be generous, for those children need your help to survive. Please take action now and go to stjude.org. Thank you from the Triangle Variety Radio Network team.
Welcome back. We invite you to call in and get a free reading or to ask questions about how the universe works. The call-in number is 949-272-9578, or you can join us through chat and ask your questions there. Dr. Lauren, I really love what you're saying about the universe and the split that's going on with those people who are continuing to propagate the world with war, and those who are seeking peace. There really is becoming a gap there, and I think that as we experiment with the universe, the more of people who can share healing and share the peaceful vibration is actually going to kind of like Noah's Ark, bring more people onto the ship.
I agree, and I think it's really about integration, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
You know, my radio show that airs after yours does on Wednesday nights. The shift that show focuses. I'm just kind of revamping my show. It'll launch next week again. It's running reruns right now, but. Is really where does spirituality cross and intersect all the different parts of our life? And, of course, from our perspective, ladies, that there's nothing that isn't spirituality. I mean, it that's all there is. So, you know, we're going to be taking a look more at, you know, how – one of the things I've noticed, and maybe you guys have seen this too, is, and one of the tricky parts of our jobs as readers is to see the energy, right? And that's the easy part, so easy. But then to try to translate for each individual brother and sister. So you're showing me this energy. Now, if I take that energy and I put it down on the earth plane and it starts to run, what's going to happen? Right? That's really what we do. So I find myself a lot of times interpreting between what I'm shown energetically on a spiritual level on how that could play out on the earth level. And that's what I'm talking about. If you want to do experiments on the universe, you've got to have some type of measurement to see that it is changing. Of course, you can never prove that what you're doing is changing it, but you'll never be able to change anything if you can't have some measure of where you're starting. So I think it's everyone's birthright to be clairvoyant, to tell you the truth. I mean, everyone is,
mm-hmm.
unfortunately. Mm-hmm. You know, people ask me all the time when, you know, I know Belle and Bonnie teach as well, and sometimes our students say to us, like, well, how do I know I'm not just imagining this? Well, you are. The verb imagining comes, you know, it means you see an image. You know, imagination is the ability to see an image. Unfortunately, what we've been taught on the earth plane is don't trust what you're imagining. So I think that's where the shift is coming from. As the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies heal, all of a sudden mental body is starting to believe what it's getting from emotion and spirit. So watch out.
Yeah. And, you know, spirit told me, Lauren, that if you couldn't imagine it, it didn't exist.
Exactly. I agree. I agree with that.
Yeah. Sorry, Bonnie.
Talking about experience, that's okay. That's okay. I'm so enjoying this. Talking about measurements, I don't know if you guys remember, but in 1983, the athletic world was flipped upside down because they learned that if athletes were to spend 10 minutes every night visualizing running, jumping, making a goal, hitting a ball, that they could increase their ability to be successful on the field. And Dr. Lauren, I know you work with athletes, but I know in 1983 I was on track and field, and I was a shot put thrower. And when I found this out, I said, well, I have all of my stats, so I'm not going to do anything different. I'm just going to go home and visualize at night. And my shot put actually increased by 10 feet because of that. So you know, that was one of the things that if people have a measure, like if they're athletes or they're
right.
going through a goal, it has been scientifically proven that if you visualize it, if you use that imagination, you can change your world and you can perform better.
You know, it's so interesting you'd say that, Bonnie, because at that time I was on the United States softball team, and that's exactly the first time I ever heard of anything about magic. That's what I call, you know, everything we do is magic, the ability to shift consciousness at will. It was on that team that the first time somebody said, lay down, close your eyes, and imagine the softball is as big as a watermelon. And that's what turned me on to this whole thing, along with understanding how energy moves by working with electricity. So this is what I think. And this goes right back to some of the things I want to talk about in the revamp of Golden Rose Psychic Radio. That is exactly where athletics, physicalness, intersects with spirituality. That's exactly it. That's the first time I ever learned to visualize or meditate. So I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Yes, yes, and I've done, you know, the shot put was one way to do it, and another way I played with energy is, I'm not afraid to say this, but in 2005, 2006, I was 5'2" and 190 pounds, and I wanted to lose weight. So I started visualizing myself in this very beautiful white dress, walking around on the astral. And when I would go to bed at night or go in to get a shower, when I washed my body, I would visualize washing the weight away. And do you know, I didn't go to the gym, I didn't work out, but what happened is spirit started coming to me and say, don't eat that, eat this, go all natural, go organic. And from January of 2005 to December of 2005, I actually ended up losing 70 pounds, not because I went out and I exercised, but because I visualized it, and every time I washed my body, I would imagine it drifting away, the weight going away. So we have these ways that we can measure our thoughts and our changes. And again, just like Drumvalo, if you really embrace your power of thinking, you can change the universe, your universe. And that's where we all want to start.
And, you know, and I think for, you know, like folks like us three, we've been doing this for most of our adult life. And it has at times seemed like a very, very slow process. But where I'm at now, when I look back, and I can, you know, maybe other brothers and sisters remind me of where I was, you know, with, you know, my awareness completely focused on the earth. My success was measured by that. I wanted to work as hard as I could every day. That was my goal. I became a workaholic.
Been there, done that.
Yeah, yeah. So I think it's starting out so slow, just like with what Bonnie said, and just making the smallest little awareness shifts. And maybe it might, you know, it might make the world a little bit more exciting for everyone if we all did, you know, work magic a little bit more. Like, just start seeing things from a different perspective, like how Bonnie saw her physical body. And that's actually the hardest thing to change because it's the most dense. She could change her emotions or her mental or her spiritual vibration so much easier, but she was able to imagine a different body, magically imagine a different body, and it was manifest. So you, I'll tell you what, the energy is so pliable now. I'm gonna go out on a limb here, okay? I'm gonna say that the most dysfunctional body affecting the ascension right now is our emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. You know, look at our physical bodies. I was talking to somebody the other day, and you know, I'm from the post World War II, you know, everything's fortified. Once they figured out how to keep those guys alive in those trenches with minimum daily vitamin requirements, all of us benefited from it. And so my body's the best probably that I've ever had. I'm so incredibly educated. I have an internet right here. I have a Google. I'm Google smart, right? and spirit. Oh, my gosh, I'm a clairvoyant. So it's my emotional space. So I'm just now starting to peel at this, and it's really coming from a book I'm writing, my next book. So it's going to be kind of an interesting way to see how this incorporates the ascension of the emotional body. Kind of an interesting topic.
Yes. Sounds interesting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and if for anyone out there, Dr. Lauren does have the book out, Harness the Universe for More Clarity, Peace, and Love, The Power of Energy. That is out there. I have read it. It's an absolutely, it's a really incredible read because the way you presented the book, it's very concise. It's not drawn out, and you can actually read it within a day or two.
Well, it probably reads more like
it really does teach you about the universe.
Yeah, it probably really does read more like an engineering manual.
Oh, but it's so informative. It's so informative. So I, you know, I've never read an engineering book, but I know for me, reading it, you didn't mince words. You didn't make it long and drawn out. You presented everything in a way that just had me extremely, even after all of my years of, and for folks that don't know, my mom started training me at 6. So, you know, it wasn't like I walked into Dr. Lauren's book and went, oh, okay, I don't know anything. I walked into it knowing a whole lot, and still I learned. And you can find that book on your website, right, Dr. Lauren?
Yeah, it's you can download it through our web store. Also, it's on Amazon and, oh, I don't know, Barnes & Noble or whatever they all are. I don't know. It's all up there, yeah.
All righty. Well, we're going to take a break, folks, and if anybody would like to get in line for a reading, we definitely encourage you to call 949-272-9578 or join us in chat.
Bella Spree is a free online magazine featuring columnists who are experts in their field. Bella Spree magazine covers topics about health and healing, spiritual growth, angels, inspiration, divination, and the paranormal. You can also receive guidance from our experts to your questions or follow your astrological and lunar forecast for the month ahead. Bella Spree magazine is offered free online for your education and enjoyment at bellaspree.com. Bella Spree means beautiful spirit, and that represents each and every one of us. Their logo is the diamond because it represents the full soul quality. Like a diamond, each facet is unique, holding a beauty all its own. Each facet represents a different characteristic of who we are as individuals. And yet, when we look at the whole diamond, with its flaws and inclusions, we see the exquisiteness of the diamond in its entirety. The collective of the whole soul quality, demonstrating that even in its imperfections, it is still seen as beautiful. Bella Spree magazine spreads love, truth, and awareness to the world, leading the diamond in the rough to healing and growing into the best diamond we are all meant to be. Visit Bella Spree at bellaspree.com. That's BELLESPRIT.com.
All righty, well, welcome back. Now, Dr. Lauren, if someone wants to harness the universe, do you think meditation is their first step, or is it just simply visualizing?
Well, you know, I still think you need a measure, right? You've got to find a baseline. You know, if you want to move energy, if you want to work magic, if you want to, you know, change things, you've got to find out first where you're at. And I think that's where meditation comes in. You know, unfortunately, I know there's still so many people that are actually afraid to close their eyes and move inward. And this is a symptom of, again, of our, you know, us focusing our children's awareness outside of themselves. It's, you know, over and over and over until we've actually become so afraid to be quiet and close our eyes. We're even some of us might even be afraid of silence. So I think until you can find a space to be able to sense a baseline, I think you'll probably stay more focused in the 3D world. So I do think meditation is very important. Yeah.
Yeah, and I know from each one of you, all three of us offer classes. And if you took classes with any of us, the first thing we're going to teach you to do is to start clearing out the clutter that keeps you from getting to know yourself. If you're cluttered with your mom's energy, and I love an example that you use, Dr. Lauren, in one of your meditations. You say, you know, maybe mom was a meat eater and you're not, but you might still have that information in your body and you don't need it anymore because you don't eat meat. So you may have your boss's or your father's information inside of you, and it serves you no good because it taught them how to live in the world, but it may not be your truth for how to live in the universe and how to harness the universe. So the first thing is really to get clear. And any one of us you can go to and take classes, and you, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to clear you out of other people's information.
I agree. I think the second step after that is getting someone else, like a third party, a neutral observer, right? A guide.
Oh, mm-hmm. Now there's a ticket.
Who doesn't want another guide?
Yeah, and Belle's working with a guide. She's got a book she's in the process of that a guide is pushing her and nudging her to write.
To get finished, yes.
What is it?
Yeah, they are your best friend and sometimes your best cheerleader, and sometimes they're a bother. All right, I got you.
Have you guys ever, you know, sometimes I used to say to my guides, please slow down and line up. You know, because when we do start to, no, they can come at you with 10 different things at once, and it's like, whoa. You know, when we start tapping into the universe, when we get quiet and we meditate and we let go of other people's energy, we're actually able to hear spirit. And spirit's going to want you to be doing, they have plans for your path. What, do you have a spirit guide, Dr. Lauren, Uncle Yaya, if I say that right?
Well, all of my students do call him Uncle Yaya. He's really Ankh Yaya. He's half Egyptian and half Mayan. So it's a very unusual name, and he's a very unusual character. You know, he's really my best friend. He's my healer and my teacher. I don't really have a teacher in body on the earth plane. I don't think I ever have. I've always kind of been, you know, white caning it is what I call, just kind of tapping around trying to find my way until I met. I call him the naked Egyptian because he is very naked all the time. I don't know why he doesn't clothe himself. But you know what? Whenever I'm really in a pickle, like, you know, I do tend to gravitate towards the mental body, like trying to figure something out. So when I can't, you know, I always ask him, and you know, kind of like how Belle said, you know, they don't water it down. You know, he's been known mm-hmm. to, you know, yeah. One of the best examples, I think, and I use it in an advanced ascension workshop that I teach. It's kind of built into that, but you know, I at one point of my healing, I was certain, like Belle had mentioned, that it was absolutely my mother's fault, that all of my problems was her fault. So I remember it so distinctly. I was driving, and I remember telling Ankh Yaya as I'm driving, I'm like, well, I don't think my mother loved me. That's why I'm this way, whatever way I thought I was at that point. And so he said, okay, well, let me show you something. On a scale from 0 to 100, I'm going to show you how much out of the soul who is your mother's complete capability to love you, I'm going to show you on a scale from 0 to 100% how much that soul loves you. It was 100. And I said, okay, it was my dad. It was my dad. That's the guy that messed me up, right? So, of course, same thing. Out of the capacity of the soul who's my father this lifetime, he loves me 100% of his capacity. And so I'm just sitting there kind of thinking, well, gosh, dang it, then why am I so, you know, screwed up? And there was a pause, and then he said, well, you haven't asked the third question yet. And I'm like, what? What third question? He's like, how much do you love yourself? Oh, my gosh, it was like 34%. 34%. So having a third neutral party that you can communicate with is so important, has been so important in my development.
I like that. And you're right, it falls down right to that. Yes. How much do you love yourself?
Yeah.
How deserving
do you
feel?
And how much are you willing to invest?
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is really, when you go to harness the universe, there's a big mirror right there. And you get to see how much you believe and how much you're willing to invest in yourself. And that's what's so important, is because everything we're telling you to do isn't at the very beginning going to benefit anybody else in the world except for you. Harnessing the universe is something that builds your own abilities, and then you can affect the world at large. But it starts with your internal world, and you have to love yourself to invest in these techniques. And at the end of the show, the last 15 minutes here, Belle and I are going to go through and give you some point-by-point steps to go ahead and harness the universe. But you've got to be willing to invest in yourself and do the work, or the universe is just going to keep rolling based on what other people want.
And, you know, really the bottom line, gals, is this, right? It doesn't really matter whether you do it this lifetime or not. It doesn't really matter, because you'll just pop right back into another body and give it another go. So you can either do it now or later. Really, it doesn't really matter. So I guess if you finally get, well, maybe bored and frustrated enough. Maybe if I could say that has been my motivator, boredom and frustration, maybe start seeing things from a new way. And to finish off, I think maybe trying your own experiment, your own little visualization. Maybe you might just start working on, I don't know, maybe a free lunch during the next month to see if somebody will buy you a free lunch.
Or in my example, I was just given a car. I needed a car. I manifested a car, and someone gave me a car. You know, you never, and Belle had the wonderful story last week of a woman that she helped to manifest a car with. You know, it's limitless thinking that allows you to really harness the universe. And you're right. You'll either get it this time or next time or the next time. It really, you know, what do they say? People don't change until the fire's too hot. I can't remember the exact same saying, but, you know, until you're on fire, you're not changing.
Yeah. And what was the, yeah, exactly. And that was the catalyst for all of us, right? It's like, I'm not comfortable. Something has to change.
Yeah. Yeah. And through these techniques, you know, of setting, I like how you say set up a parameter, something that you can measure. I was a salesperson, and, you know, I was harnessing the universe when I had sales techniques. And that was about, you know, saying one of the things that I love to say is, I am doubling my income. By repeating mantras, we can reach into the universe and reach into the matrix and set up programming for success. There's a whole matrix out there, and the more that we it's like the more we practice, the more we ingrain in the matrix of the universe what it is and how we're going to manifest it. Dr. Lauren, if you think of an athlete, you know, someone who's been practicing since they were 6 years old, catching a fast pitch, you know what? Their muscle memory by the time they're 16, that is so ingrained in them with their muscle memory.
Right.
That it's just going to happen naturally.
You know what? I bet if you set me out on a softball diamond and set me at shortstop, I bet I could still hit first base with my eyes closed. I bet I could. I did it a million times.
Yep. And, well, you know what, Dr. Lauren, it has been such a pleasure having you on the show. You have brought so much light and wisdom and love, and I am so grateful for you. Belle, do you have any other questions?
No, except I want to get the book.
You've got to.
I want to learn more. I mean, I'm like a professional student.
Well, my website is goldenrosepsychic.com or laurencielo.com. They'll both get you to the book. Thanks so much, you guys, and the very best of luck on this great radio show. I'm so happy for you.
Well, thank you, and Dr. Lauren, I'm so glad that you're going to have your shows back up and going on Wednesday night. It looks like my Wednesdays have just gotten really busy after the show, your show.
All right, gals. Thanks
a
million.
Thank you. Blessings.
Bye-bye.
All righty, we're going to go ahead and take a short break here, and we'll be back, and Belle and I are going to tell you how to harness the universe. We're going to
while cutting molding with a 12-inch dual-compound miter saw, while holding a newborn baby in your arms, when face-to-face with a congregation of alligators, with the ball in your hands and the entire freaking season on the line.
There are a million places you'd never consider texting, so why would you do it while driving? NASCAR driver Casey Kane here, asking you to please stop the text, and together we can stop the wrecks.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Get the message at stoptextstopwrecks.org.
Oh, Belle, that was so good. She's a really fun guest. I'm so grateful we were able to have Dr. Lauren on the show.
Yeah, she was so interesting. I felt like we could have talked to her for a few more hours.
Yeah, yes, most definitely. Well, let's see if there's I want to remind anyone that they can still call in for a reading. And while that's going on, the phone number for the reading is 949-272-9578. And, Belle, let's go through and talk about how to harness the universe. The first one that I picked was to relax your mind and to meditate 5 to 10 minutes a day. People who fail rush through the day without taking time to relax. And meditating, quite honestly, can be done while running or exercising. You know, it's all about getting into that zone. Or washing dishes, yes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's just a matter of being in the moment.
Peaceful.
Yeah, being in the moment. You know, just be. Don't think about what happened yesterday.
Yeah,
don't worry about tomorrow. Just be in the moment.
Absolutely. And the next thing that is important when it comes to harnessing the universe is to be sure about what you want. And when you do decide what you want, not to doubt yourself. People who fail do not believe they can have what they want.
I agree, as they say. Yeah, I like your idea. Write down what you want and then transfer it over to you're grateful for in advance.
Yep. Yeah, and the universe will go to work. And those things that you flip it to, the next thing that you can do is to create mantras. And folks, once you create that I want list, you want to immediately flip it to I am grateful for. And I don't know about you, Belle, but I have about 5 mantras that they cover all of the bases, and I repeat them. You know, I may spend a week or a month on one, and then I'll flip to another, but I'm constantly ingraining into the matrix of the universe what it is I am grateful for.
Do you do mantras? I do indeed. You know, first thing when I wake up in the morning is I always start with my prayer. You know, just grateful for the day, grateful for my life, and you know, being grateful is what my prayer is about. And you know, I don't know why, but this one song that I grew up with as a kid comes on in my head that goes, "It's a beautiful morning. I think I'll go outside and smile for a while." You know, it's a beautiful. Have you ever heard it? Do you know what I'm talking about? It's a beautiful morning. And it's always, you know, it hits my head every day. It's just always this beautiful day, and that's how I started out. Is that it's already, it could be raining outside, but it's a beautiful day. You know, that's what I start with.
Right. That is a great way. And the next important part to do is the power of focus. And this is where we align our mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual levels of our being, because people who fail on their objective, like you said earlier, you think someone's got a silver spoon or a gold spoon in their mouth? Well, actually, they never stopped focusing on their goal.
Exactly.
That was
exactly.
always important. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. And it boils down to, you know, a lot of people's concept is, I'll believe it when I see it. But my little logo is, seeing isn't believing. Believing is seeing. When you believe it, you'll see it.
Yeah, you've got to see it before it's even there. Because if you think about the pyramids, if you think about the first pyramid, who was there to show someone how to build it? They had to envision it. We have the construction in us. You know, there was never a skyscraper until someone envisioned it. There was never a railroad until someone envisioned it. You have to see it before it exists for it to become not just a probability, but a potential.
A reality.
And an actuality. Yes. So you have to see it before anybody else does. And then you have to feel it. Oh, and I love the emotions. You know, I bet, you know, for me, I like to be grateful in the morning. And I sometimes I just get on these rolls and I'm just like, thank you, God.
Yeah.
And to be quite honest, someone may look at my life and they might be like, why are you thankful? Not everything's perfect. And I'm like, but that's okay. I feel gratitude and I feel my dreams coming and I feel them unfolding. And I know if I just stay true to the steps, they're going to come about, because that's how the universe works. If we don't stop, it doesn't stop.
Yeah. And, you know, I always believe that our trials and tribulations are what help to create character. And boy, am I a character.
Oh, I've had a lot of those strength-building exercises.
Yeah.
You know, and trusting. But in those strength-building exercises, didn't you find that you had to trust the universe?
Yeah, I did.
That trusting God and the universe
your
angels and your spirit.
It's that blind faith that this too shall pass. You know, but you have to, you know, you have to believe that, you know, and it's the hardest thing in the world, Bonnie, is to be thankful for when bad stuff happens. That's the hardest thing in the world, to be thankful for that. You know, so when we can start being thankful in advance for the lessons that we've experienced, then we really kind of no longer have to have those experiences, such as, you know, how many times have we said, God, give me patience? Well, you know, God's going to give you what you want. So if you're asking for patience, he's going to continue to give you situations that require patience.
Ah, I love that. That is so true. I guess
so when you are grateful
for
the patience you
for it.
I'm thankful for the patience I have. Thank you very much. Then we no longer have to have situations that require patience.
You know, and I'm a big advocate of going, okay, God, I've enjoyed this. I'm ready for the next experience. Bring the next one on. You know, I've shown that patience. I've shown that love. I've been grateful. But I'm ready. I'm ready for the next one. The next experience.
Yeah, and you know what's cool? If we can get into the habit of seeing God, and this is no disrespect, folks, but to see God as your best friend, talk to him like he was your best friend, cry on his shoulder like he's your best friend, and be thankful for the friendship, like he's your best friend. You know, and that helps to strengthen that relationship, that connection that you have with God, and you'll start to understand him better.
Yes, and this is where this is where insights, hunches, coincidences, and synchronicity. You have to pay attention when you start wanting to manifest something, and God or the universe starts to deliver. You have to pay attention to your inner voice and those spirit guides.
Yeah, you do.
Would you agree?
I agree. And there's a difference between your inner guidance and your self-talk. And one of the ways to help tell the difference is that your self-talk tends to be very critical. Oh, you're not going to be able to do that. Well, you sure messed that up. Inner guidance is saying, good try. Now, let's do this one more time, but this time try this. It's going to be much more encouraging and much more positive.
You know, it's funny. Sometimes, I don't know about you, but sometimes I'll feel like when I'm listening to Spirit, like I'm a little mouse in one of those mazes, and I'll hit a dead end, and Spirit will say, okay, turn around, go try this way. Okay, turn here.
Yeah.
It's not that we're going to, it's not that sometimes we're not going to hit dead ends. It's that we can't stop when we do because there was a lesson in that dead end that we needed to make it the rest of the way through the maze.
Right. And then you'd be grateful that you have the ability to turn around and go try another way.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. You know, the last thing I want to touch on before we end this wonderful show is negative beliefs.
Yes.
They kill every possibility.
Yes.
Is there anything you can add in your wisdom, Belle, about negative beliefs?
Oh, don't do it. No. I offered a class that I used to work with called Stop Your Stinking Thinking.
I love that.
Yeah, and I would come out on the stage and everybody's mulling in the audience and talking to one another waiting for the show to start. And I would come out on the stage and I would shout out something like, I am so sick and tired, and I would walk off the stage. Well, then there'd be a hush over the audience and they'd be like, oh, she's mad. And then a couple minutes later, I would come back on and I would say, God, give me patience. And I'd walk off the stage again. And then now there's dead silence. They're like, oh, man, is she going to do the show? And then I would come back out again and say something like, I can't take this anymore. You know, and everybody's looking at me and I'm standing there looking at them and I go, how many of you have ever said those statements? How many of you have ever made those comments? Room begins to raise hands. And I say, that is what you are telling the universe that you're willing to experience. If you can't take it anymore, if you are asking for more patience, if you are so sick and tired, that's what you are telling the universe you're willing to experience. But that's why we have to start thinking in terms of being grateful for every experience, the good and the bad. Because then we are able to grow through these experiences.
And in doing so, Belle, you harness the universe.
You harness
Yes, you harness it. All righty, folks, we have enjoyed this evening with you. Brenda, thank you for your call in. I wish you and your loved ones a beautiful, beautiful a summer as you get ready for a wonderful fall filled with love. And we invite everybody back to next Wednesday at 7 p.m. Thank you and blessings.
God bless everybody.
Thank you. Thanks for tuning in to the Empowerment Zone. If you missed any portion, be sure to listen to the repeat on Blog Talk Radio. If you have any questions, comments, or letters before next week's show, email us at bonnie.nil@trianglevarietyradio.com. Join the Empowerment Zone next week at this same time, Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, U.S. time. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is our show for tonight, and we thank you for tuning in and look forward to having you back at Triangle Variety Radio to enjoy our music shows and interviews with special guests 7 evenings a week. As always, please be safe and careful, and God bless you and your family. Good night until tomorrow.